America, we are at war. Globalists and leftists threaten the highest levels of our state and federal governments. Our state houses, Congress, the Supreme Court, and even the highest office of the land has come under their attack. These dissidents are laboring to indoctrinate our children, to corrupt our morals, to divide our people, and are even working to eradicate God. But the weapon they cannot withstand, a power that can break their forces, is a people that are united under God and armed with His truth. Now join Dr. Steve Taylor, pastor of Trinity Christian Church of Suffolk, director of Christian Rights Ministries, and president of the Alliance Legal and the Alliance Bankruptcy Groups, collectively known as Alliance Law, for another episode of Steve Taylor's Last Days News.
Good afternoon, Hampton Roads. This is Steve Taylor. This is Last Days News. You're live, and we got Colleen, the station manager here. How are you doing today, Colleen?
I'm doing well this afternoon. How are you, Steve?
I'm doing well, getting ready to, I think, probably unload the ammunition that we got as far as data centers. And, you know, we didn't talk about data centers last week, but we'll talk a little bit about it today. But more than just data centers, that we're going to be talking about computing infrastructure, surveillance capabilities, digital currency frameworks, all that kind of stuff. And it's all in relationship to that mark of the beast sort of stuff that we talk about so frequently. So folks, God bless you. That we got a lot of stuff going on here today. We got a lot of things converging, a lot of things accelerating. That's why you're here on Last Days News, so you can find out what's going on, how it's going on, and what to do about it. So before we jump too far into the program, let's go ahead and pray, and then we'll go ahead and see what happens. Let's pray. Father, we love you and thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the folks that are listening. Bless them, Lord. We don't know what's going on with the people out there, but you know exactly what's going on. And you got a plan for them, a plan for good, a plan not for evil, to give them an expected end. So I pray, Lord, that those that are listening, God, would use the information wisely, to be watchmen, to let those that need to know what's going on so they can be prepared. They can be watchmen. They can be not the sleeping versions, but the awake versions, the ones that enter into your kingdom. So, Father, we love you and praise you and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, amen. So, Colleen, I was thinking that we'd actually done, I was thinking about doing the data center message or, program that we did at church last Sunday on today's program, but I just wanted to jump one step further. And so let me give a context to everybody about what we're talking about. Data centers, you've probably heard about them, that everybody's complaining about them. At least 70% of the people that have data centers put into their community don't want them there. But you got big tech, all these Google, Meta, AI sort of folks want these data centers. And it's for a nefarious reason, I believe. And that's what the general message is. And so that they're trying to get computing power. So not that your phone can work faster, but that they can surveil everything that you do. Ultimately, it's the architecture for the mark of the beast. And it's happening all around us, even in real time. Now, so that's a whole hour program in and of itself, and that people aren't paying attention, Colleen, that they're seeing these data centers and some are liking it. Some people are not liking it. The people that are diehard Trump folks say, well, if President Trump, welcomed them into his Oval Office and I think it was $6 billion or some crazy number, it might have been higher than that, that's being invested in these data centers and they're so good and things of that nature. Why? What's the problem? Well, the problem is, folks, that it's one that's being built, and of course, what is being built is problematic because it's a surveillance system. But today, we want to ask a different question: who's building it, and what else that builder is doing at the same time. Now, let me just say this, folks: that we're going to jump into this sensitive area. Because here's what I've noticed. Here's what I want you to see. There is one nation on earth that is simultaneously doing three things. If you have a biblical frame of reference, all are worth paying attention to. And that nation is the United States of America. And these are the three things that are happening at the same time, right now under the same administration. So I'm just going to toss it out there. Again, I voted for President Trump the last, I guess it's been three times now, right? Two times he was elected, one time it was stolen. And I've been, you know, pretty much agreeing with the, I certainly agreed with the first administration, even though I did not agree with operation, whatever it was, to get everybody vaccinated. That was not good. And so I started having questions about that whole idea at that point. And then the second time around, of course, the elections were stolen. And so we never got very far with that, even though I didn't see him do the things that I think that he should have done in order so that the elections would not have been stolen. Didn't like the January 6th whole thing from a standpoint of, you know, it seemed like a setup, not just by the other side, but by our side, you know, so that don't understand all that. But by the time the third time came around, I've still voted for him, even though I had some serious questions. But again, the things that I'm seeing now go way beyond politics, go way beyond party affiliation. I'm certainly not a Democrat, but I'm not a Republican either. I vote as close to a Bible-oriented, Bible-centered sort of decision that I can do. And sometimes I will vote for the lesser of two evils, absolutely. But that what we see happening now is completely something that we need to look at. So these are the three things that are happening right now. Just completely take off your political affiliation, put on your Christian affiliation and your end time affiliation, and just think about these things. Right now, under the same administration, the United States is launching Project Stargate, a $500 billion AI infrastructure initiative that is building the most powerful digital surveillance control network in human history. Second, the United States is presiding over what is now called the Board of Peace, a covenant framework that is attempting to normalize relations between Israel and the Arab world, with America as the guaranteeing power at the center. And then third, and very, very curious, but very, very concerning, is the United States is proposing Project Sunrise, and it's got a plan to rebuild Gaza as a technology-forward smart city with AI-powered infrastructure, luxury development, and America and Gulf financing directly adjacent to Jerusalem. In between the seas, the Bible says, and again, next to the glorious mountain, which of course is Zion, Jerusalem. So we have these three initiatives, three happening at the same time, all under one administration, all touching on exact prophetic themes that Daniel, Ezekiel, and John, the Revelator, wrote about. Now, I want to be very careful about what I'm going to say. I am not on the position that Donald Trump is the Antichrist. It doesn't fit from a dozen different directions. One, I believe it's going to be Islamic. He's not Islamic. That everything from the Gematria, where his name doesn't fit, to the fact that America is not the Antichrist beast system, even though there's parallels. And trust me, I got lots of pastors, friends, and other folks that say, oh, America is Babylon. It's not Babylon. It is the ships of Tarshish. We can go into that. We've talked about that before. It is the ships of Chittim. We can go into that. But again, we got this president who is doing some very, very notable things in this AI architecture. And so, again, I'm not telling you that Donald Trump is the Antichrist. He's not. The Antichrist in what I call the pre-wrath framework, that's the tribulation period being, well, the 70th week being the last 7 years of the age, and the rapture happening in between the 3.5 and the 7th year is the pre-wrath framework. My pre-wrath framework puts that rapture at the 6th year. And in that framework, the figure who rises from the Middle East again, will be almost certainly from the Islamic world. And the man who sits in the White House does not fit that profile. It's not going to be the same person. But what I am saying is America may be the builder of the system that the Antichrist inherits. That's what my position is. My position is that you got to have Mystery Babylon, the prostitute or the whore that rides a beast that comes out of Revelation 13. And it's a separate governmental system, a separate system that runs the kings of the world, the Bible says in chapter 17 of the book of Revelation. So there's going to be this Mystery Babylon system. I think it's manifested by the United Nations. But that what's really strange is that the United Nations has approved the Board of Peace as a functioning entity associated to them by the Security Council. So we're going to get into that later. But Donald Trump is not the Antichrist. Isaiah 10:5-7 says, O Assyrian, that's the name of the Antichrist, the rod of mine anger and the staff in their hand is of my indignation. I will send him against a hypocritical nation. That's the Antichrist, the Assyrian, and against the people of my wrath, I will give him a charge to take the spoil and to take the prey and to tread them down like the mire of the streets. Howbeit he meaneth not so, neither does his heart think, but it is in his heart to destroy and cut off nations, not a few. So the Bible talks about this Assyrian as an instrument of judgment against Israel. The Assyrian king did not think himself as God's instrument. That's what Isaiah 10:5 says. He thought himself as a conqueror pursuing his own ambitions. God said, he meaneth not so. He does not know what I am using him for. If you look at Revelation chapter 6, verses 1 and 2, you see the white horse coming out, conquering and to conquer. With the bow of peace, right? The covenant of peace. That's what that bow means. That's the first reference in the Bible. It's the covenant, the bow, the rainbow. And it's the same bow, the same covenant that the white horse rider brings with him. It's a covenant of peace. And with it, he uses it to destroy, to conquer and conquering. He comes as a white horse, white is usually seen as righteous, but that, again, that we see whitewashed sepulchers in the scripture as well. So it could be deceptive in its nature. And so what we're seeing, folks, is the white horse, seal one, chapter 6, verses 1 and 2, rider coming on the scene, which, again, I believe that's Mystery Babylon. I believe that's who that is. That's the mystery. That's the one world government system that starts off the 70th week of Daniel, which I believe that we're in. And America is not Mystery Babylon, but its leader could very well be used to run that system. So that's kind of the thought here, that the Assyrian king did not think in Isaiah 10:5-7 that he was being used as God's instrument, but neither did Cyrus until he found out about it. So nations can be the instrument of God's prophetic plan without knowing it. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that Donald Trump and America, as far as it can be used by Donald Trump, could be used by and in God's prophetic plan without necessarily knowing it. Not necessarily that he's a bad person or an evil person. He's just being used because he has the charisma that God's given him, the following that God's allowed him to have. Other nations, compared to the United States, the people of the United States, were pretty much divided, you know, Republicans, Democrats, and I think his approval poll is going way down because of the war in Iran. But the bottom line is, outside of the United States, he has this aura or this ability that basically very few people in the world have, because God's given it to him. And that is to lead the beginning of the 70th week by creating a system that the Antichrist will inherit. He's not Mystery Babylon, but he very well could be a tool God's using to steer Mystery Babylon. The Mystery Babylon is going to be the manifested one world government that We see in the WEF, the World Economic Forum. We see it in the United Nations General, and we see it in the Board of Peace. We see all those functions creating a one world system that controls and then conquers, and that they use it and they do it through peace. So that's the kind of the direction we're going today. If there was a thesis, that would kind of be it. But what are the things? What are the things that would, again, that? What are the things that Donald Trump is involved in that make him look like the steering master of Mystery Babylon? Well, let's take a look at Project Stargate, the American hand on the switch. So let's talk about that. January 21st, 2025, first full day back in office, President Trump stood in the White House and announced Project Stargate, a $500 billion initiative, half a trillion dollars, the largest single AI infrastructure investment in human history, backed by those folks known as OpenAI, Oracle, SoftBank, and the Emirati Sovereign Wealth Fund, MGX. What they said they were doing seemed admirable. They got a press room. The Oval Office was full of press, and they had a bunch of folks go up there and say how good it was going to be. They said, oh, this thing is going to give us medical breakthroughs. It's going to create lots of jobs, right? Because the AI is supposed to take away jobs. No, it's going to create a lot of jobs. It's going to create a manufacturing explosion, creating all these data centers. It's going to give America technological leadership. We're going to be able to compete with and beat China. And folks, right now, if you would have listened to the data center program, we are the next 10 nations combined have less data centers than we have in the United States. We doubled the amount of data center infrastructure that China has. So in number and quantity, we are the world leader by far. We are well on top of the initiative of being the world leader in AI data center manufacturing and creation. And the data centers that we got aren't small ones. I mean, the data centers beginning in Texas, in Northern Virginia, spreading across the nation, taking jobs away from folks left and right. Like I think it was in Lake Tahoe, I was reading that, you know, that they stopped giving the electricity to this community in Lake Tahoe because the AI data center wanted it. They used tons and tons of water to keep their stuff cool. The equipment, but none of that is what makes this prophetically significant. What makes this all prophetic is what the infrastructure at this scale is capable of doing all at once. Let me kind of go a little bit further. And first of all, Colin, can you tell people, because I know I'm going to have some folks out there and they're going to say, well, I like Donald Trump. And, you know, why are you going against him? And I'm not going against him. I'm just telling folks, hey, listen, there's this stuff happening. Our president is lockstep behind it. And we are not primarily citizens of this world. We're citizens of heaven. We're prophetic oriented, that we read the Word of God and we say, hey, listen, if the Word of God says this, then we should be watching and coupling that with the geopolitical circumstances that parallel them. Colin, what is the number people can call in if they would like to call in?
Our phone number here at the studio is 757-488-5299, 757-488-5299, and we're here for the whole rest of the hour till 1:30. So call in
till they kick us out of here.
That's true.
There's a prophecy teacher, Billy Crone. Have you ever heard of Billy Crone? Colleen,
the name sounds familiar.
He's a good Bible teacher, especially when it comes to work or research that he's done on the Stargate infrastructure, the thing we just talked about, the $500 billion investment that's building all the, you see, these AI companies would go out of business. They are losing tons and tons of money, but they're backed by the United States government. And so this Stargate infrastructure, when you see these data centers, the reason they're able to do that is because you got not only big tech, but big government backing them. And what this prophecy teacher Billy Crone talks about, and basically couples, is that the end time control system described in Revelation 13 seems to be what we're building. He says, there's four pillars of control that these data centers in this Project Stargate emphasize. One is enterprise. Two is Big Brother. Three is Big Pharma. And finally, the fourth is Bitcoin. Let me explain that a little bit to you, because this is really, it's prophetic in nature, and so that, not in nature, in actuality. First, let's talk about enterprise. AI will reshape global commerce. We see that happening all the time. It centralizes the management and the economic activity that it would be impossible to have it done before. All the, I think it's, is it 90%, 75%, 90% of all the internet traffic is centralized through Northern Virginia, through this little data center hub. And so that they need infrastructure to control all that material. But what also is there is that the beast system that's going to be developed, is being developed, that will be developed, needs that same infrastructure to control all the buying and selling that is being built into the system. It will allow, this blockchain technology and this, the ability to centralize and collect data will be used and is being used right now to control the buying and selling and being built into this economic layer of the system. The second pillar is Big Brother, and that's the whole Orwellian surveillance capabilities being enabled by this infrastructure that's being built to go beyond anything previously possible. That's why when we talked about the data centers before, how come so much money, that the numbers are this, that the entire highway infrastructure, everything that's ever been built on the United States highway infrastructure costs less than what the infrastructure for this AI surveillance system in the last 2 years. That's how big this data explosion and surveillance system is. The system is going to provide real-time facial recognition, behavioral pattern analysis, predictive policing, social credit, every action, every transaction, every moment, processed, scored, and stored. Let me let that land. Every action, every transaction, every moment, processed, scored, and stored. The eyes and ears of a global control system fed by AI at a scale that requires exactly the kind of data center infrastructure being built through Stargate. That's what's happening. Palantir, they're all in on this because, again, they are one of the ones behind wanting to surveil every human being all the time. So you've got a system that basically will be smart enough to control all buying and selling, to monitor, quantify, and have it associated with the people that are doing it. You got a surveillance system, the Big Brother pillar, that basically is going to process all this and put it into your little blockchain, wherever that's at, to say who you are, what you do, how you did it. And then Big Pharma will use the integration of AI with health and biotech, and it will create an infrastructure for the system where your biological identity is linked to your digital ID. And so your health status, your permissions, your compliance with medical mandates will also be used to determine how you participate in commerce. What does that mean? Well, if you don't take the clot shot, then you don't get to get onto the public transportation because you're a menace, you're a problem, and you're a threat. Finally, you got the enterprise, the commercial aspect of it, the Big Brother aspect of it, the Big Pharma aspect of it, but you also have the Bitcoin and digital currency aspect. And it shifts away from physical currency, like we see is going to happen, and towards programmable digital money. And it's that whole process is accelerating. In the UK, they've already passed law saying that, you know, by next year that you can't be a business in the UK without being able to operate with digital currency. They say it's voluntary, but it's not. It's mandatory, because if there's no other options, a voluntary option is not a voluntary. That's the only way that you can feed your family. So this central bank digital currency, the CBDCs that you've heard about, the digital dollars, you know, will be programmed to restrict what you purchase, expire if you fail to comply, and shut off entirely at the command of an authority. Just like your car, the new cars that are being bought with the smart switch, that they can shut them down because they have the infrastructure to be able to do that. And the financial infrastructure is being developed through AI data centers, and that's the backbone of the system. So what Krohn said was that, you know, this Stargate announcement in January of last year was a watershed prophetic event as comparable to Israel becoming a nation in 1948. That big a deal. You know, Israel is the biblical time clock about when Jesus is coming back. Once you see the fig tree blossoming, you know we're near a generation, and then we're here. And that 1948 comparison is something worth talking about. In 1948, a prophetic precondition that unlocked the end time sequence happened. That was Israel coming to place as a nation. That started the end times clock running. But in 2025, a technological precondition may have been formally launched in Stargate that will, within a very few years, make the global control system of Revelation 13 mechanically and actually operational. And people don't even know it. It's silence. Nobody's talking about it. And again, it fits right in with that Daniel 12:4 prophecy that says, "O Daniel, shut up the words, even to the time of the end, because many shall run to and fro, but knowledge shall be increased." Now, my understanding truthfully of that knowledge being increased will be the biblical understanding of what the scriptures say. But I think as well that knowledge is increasing is undeniable. There has never been a moment in human history when there is more, that verse is more literally being fulfilled in our midst. Knowledge isn't just increasing, it's being concentrated, it's accelerating, it's centralized, it's weaponized. And Project Stargate, despite the fact that some people say, hey, it's great, and nobody I hear saying it's great, anybody that's listening to this channel would know that I don't think it's great, is the most audacious act of that centralized surveillance that the world has ever attempted. So I want to note something. And I want to, you know, hold it with, you know, appropriate, I guess, lightness. Is this an observation? I just want to throw this out there. The name Stargate, in ancient cosmology and in the imagery of the adversary, a gate is a portal. That's why when you have Babylon, the very name. Babel actually goes to it being gate of the gods. A gate is a portal, a passage between realms, a point of access. There's a reason that Stargate was called Stargate for some reason. Jesus talks about being the gate, right? He's the door, the gate, and different. Satan operates as a counterfeit. The name Stargate was chosen internally by OpenAI for this initiative. Now, I don't know if it was just ironic, it was coincidental, but that sometimes words have meaning, right? And the world's most powerful AI control infrastructure has been named a gate, a portal opened by a star, right? Now, so I don't know, you know, what you take of that, but You know, in Isaiah 14:12, the name of the one who fell from heaven is Lucifer, meaning son of the morning or morning star. Only two beings in scripture are called star or morning star. That's Jesus and Satan. One, the real morning star, and the other one, the counterfeit. And so I'm not building any kind of theology, but it's just interesting. What I am saying, the most powerful surveillance and control infrastructure ever built is named Stargate. Strange, maybe a little bit. And I think it should at least raise an eyebrow. So that's Stargate. Big concern, not a good thing, disrupting all of America, and more so than America, the entire world. We're the world leader, and we're the ones creating Stargate. But there's more. The Board of Peace. Let's talk about the covenant with many. The Board of Peace, the covenant with many. So going back to Trump's first term, we had the Abraham Accords. That's, you know, Jared Kushner's initiative, basically, that normalized diplomatic relations between Israel and four nations at that time, UAE, Bahrain, Sudan, and Israel, and Morocco as well. And it was historic. And it was unprecedented in our modern era. It was widely celebrated, and even in the prophetic community, it was noted as being something that we needed to keep our eye on. Then in Trump's second term, that framework was expanded and formalized into now what's being called the Board of Peace. Now, we've done some programs on the Board of Peace, and if you haven't heard about the Board of Peace, just go to your internet and you get a general ID. But it's a regional governance mechanism that the United States, as the hub, with the presiding power being Donald Trump as the central American figure in it, constructed by Kushner, his son-in-law. It's created as the vision to comprehensive Middle East peace architecture. And Trump sees it not just as Middle East, but the beginning of much, much more. It is set to allow Israel to be integrated into the Arab world, to have regional economies linked with American guarantees underwriting the whole structure. Now, let's talk about scripture again so we can kind of put this in perspective. Daniel 9:27, and he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And in the midst of a week, he shall cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease and the overspreading of abominations. He shall make it desolate, even to the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. He shall confirm the covenant with many. So whatever covenant that we're looking at, and again, it's one that he shall strengthen an existing covenant. And that covenant is not with one. It's a multi-party treaty. It's a peace treaty, not between two parties. It's a covenant with many nations, regional framework, a comprehensive arrangement that touches not only Israel, but all her neighbors simultaneously. And so I don't know what the Board of Peace is, but I do know who the chairman of the Board for Life is. And I do know that he can't be fired except for if he decides to sit down. And I do know that that the covenant in Daniel 9:27 is confirmed or strengthened by this one that appears to be the man of sin, the Antichrist. Now, I'm not saying that he's the Antichrist. I told you from the very beginning, I don't think he is. But what I am saying, that the framework that the Antichrist needs is the framework that seems to be being built by the Board of Peace. And so, again, what I'm saying is we got a template that will provide the Antichrist exactly what he needs when he needs it. What I'm saying is that Donald Trump is not the Antichrist, but he is building the framework by his being involved in things like Stargate and things like Board of Peace well beyond what would be a coincidence. We are watching a powerful Western leader, most renowned leader that I think America's had since George Washington, maybe Abraham Lincoln, maybe Teddy Roosevelt, maybe even more so. We are watching this Western leader broker a multinational covenant in the end times, right, since Israel's come as a nation, with a framework to keep Israel at the center, but then bring along the nations round about it. We are watching the framework that we now know it to be called the Board of Peace. We are watching it being constructed with American power and American resources as the guarantee in force. And when we look at the 70th week, if we say that, like I believe that it could have happened, October 2024, as the beginning of that 70th week, we're looking at a prophetic clock in Daniel 9, 24 to 27 that is running. Right? And so what do we do about that? Well, folks, we're the watchmen. We don't have all the answers, but that we don't need certainty to blow the trumpet. You know, a watchman needs sight. He sees something coming. I remember that scripture says, I see Jehu. He rides like a wild man. That must be him. He sees something on their horizon and calls it out. And so what I see on this horizon is a covenant framework with many, centered on Israel, being built right now by the most powerful nation on the earth, by the most charismatic and influential president that we've had in my knowledge of history. In certainly in my limited 62 years of being on this earth, even more so than Ronald Reagan, that he is doing something that is worth watching, that is worth praying over, that is worth knowing. And so before we go further, Colin, can you give folks the phone number again if they want to call in?
Definitely. It's 757-488-5299, 757-488-5299.
Now, I've been just on a rant there, Colleen. What's your thoughts about Donald Trump being not necessarily an evil person, maybe not even knowing what he's doing, but doing things that basically seem to line up with a surveillance system that is going to be worldwide and a infrastructure system that could very well be something that would relate to the end times. Not necessarily him being the Antichrist, not necessarily him being Mystery Babylon or America being Mystery Babylon, but that God using him to do the things that need to happen so that being used by God is my question. Do you think Trump is being used by God or by the enemy or by somebody in doing these things? Just your thoughts.
Well, I mean, all of those things, like you said, there has to be a structure put into place. There has, you know, all of these things have to coincide for all of these end time events to happen. So, you know, like you said, whether, I mean, God knows everything to begin with. He allows things to happen, you know, because he knows the end from the beginning, right? You know, so those things have to be put into place. And, you know, it makes sense that in a lot of ways, you know, as those technologies, as those things are happening, that it's going to have to happen on a high level. And America is one of those countries, obviously, right now to be able to further some of that happening.
Do you remember that coin that that was popular, I don't know, a couple of years ago? It had Trump on one side and Cyrus on the other.
I think, you know, so. Yeah. Yeah.
It was a, you know, a coin that sort of, you know, that basically compared Cyrus in Isaiah 45, which, you know, sent Israel back to the land, Nehemiah, you know, back to the land with Trump. And so many in the evangelical community, I understand it, have applied Trump to the language of Cyrus. You know, God raised up Cyrus, the Persian king, to serve as the instrument of Israel's restoration. Israel even calls trump Osiris. You know, and who was Osiris? Well, he was a pagan ruler used by God to accomplish his purpose for his people. And so there's some ties in there that make sense, you know, that Trump brokering peace deals for the benefit of Israel is not without merit. But I want you to see the other side of that coin. Cyrus was used by God to build something that blessed Israel. His instrument of service was constructive and redemptive. But there is another category of world leader in Scripture. You know, leaders that build something that are later handed over to the enemy. Leaders who, in pursuing their own vision of greatness, construct the very infrastructure that God's enemy will eventually use. The question for America is not whether our intentions, Americans' intentions, are good. The question is whether the structures are being built. That's it. Are the structures that we are building, the surveillance grid, the digital currency architecture? We just passed the Clarity Act. People don't even know what the Clarity Act is. But I'll tell you what, it solidifies the ability of us to move to the central bank digital currency. That's what it's meant to do, to give clarity to the system so we can incorporate it and get rid of our cash. And that's all about what this administration is about. Not just, listen, it's not just the Republicans. It's all of them, right? The AI surveillance grid, they're all on board. The digital CBDC infrastructure and architecture, all on board. Regional covenant framework that, you know, that supports, you know, the Board of Peace, all on board. And all of that will remain in Americans' hands when the Antichrist rises. If our framework is correct, if the time frame is correct, we will have built this system. We will have created the infrastructure so that by 2028, if that's when the 3.5-year mark happens, America will have already built him, and I mean the Antichrist, his throne. And so, can you read Revelation 13:2?
All right, let me pull that up for you. Revelation 13, verse 2. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority.
So it says the dragon gives the beast his, the beast receives his power, his seat, and authority from the dragon. The Antichrist receives his power from Satan. But the seat, the throne, has to exist before it can be given. Somebody has to build the throne. Somebody constructs the seat of authority. And the question worth asking in 25 and 26 is, who's building that? Who's doing the construction? Let's talk about Project Sunrise. A lot of people don't know about Project Sunrise. And this is the new world order system being built between the glorious land and between the great seas. And so what is Project Sunrise? Have you heard about Project Sunrise? We have talked about it. I don't know if you were listening.
I think you have mentioned it. Yes.
Yeah. Project Sunrise.
Those terms I remember. Yes.
Yeah. Project Sunrise is the Gaza Lago thing, you know, where they get rid of Gaza and then they build this new thing that they got this, you know, these drawings that Kushner has drawn well before. They were drawn up before Gaza was destroyed. They already had those. I better be careful because I might be wrong on my dates thing. But you know how in Hawaii that everybody says, listen, you know those fires that happened in Hawaii? That they were planned prior. This is the conspiracy theories, folks, that says that the fires that burned up Hawaii was planned in advance because those people wouldn't sell their property and they needed to build some 15-minute cities. And then, boom, all of a sudden you got some 15-minute cities being built where those fires happened. And so let's talk about Project Sunrise. Project Sunrise is a 32-slide planning development labeled sensitive and unclassified, developed by Trump's special envoys, Jared Kushner, along with Steve Witkoff and this White House advisor, Josh Gruenbaum. And it's America's vision for Gaza, and it's staggering in scope. Let me explain to you what it is. Remember, Gaza has been leveled, right? Ever since the, I think, October 7th, 2020, what's it been now, 2024, you know, war started in Israel. So now Gaza has been leveled. And so here's what the plans. The complete demolition of Gaza's war rubble after the fact, and construction of an entirely new urban centers in its place. Luxury beachfronts, hotels along the Mediterranean coast. I remember when we saw on his Truth Social the pictures of, you remember seeing that, Colleen? You
know, the yes, Gaza, and Steve, we have a caller on the line who has a question, a quick question for you.
Sure, let's go. Yes, okay. Sir.
Man. Caller, you're on the line.
Steve? Yes, sir. Michael, I'm actually listening from Texas on a radio app, so I just want you to know that people are listening all across the country. And I really appreciate you and Colleen doing what you do every week. But my question is right on what you're talking about in Revelation 18:2, where it talks about Babylon has fallen. Do you think that might be referring to this Project Sunrise in the future, or what's your take on that? And I'll hang up and let you answer.
Well, thanks, Mike. So Babylon has fallen. There's going to be, you know, so we got to first identify where Babylon is. When I wrote my dissertation, we were looking for, you know, one that checked all the boxes. And the one that seems to be the one when you compare scripture to what's going on would be something like Neom, the mega city that Saudi Arabia is building in the shadow of Edom, you know, where one of the projects is being built right on, I can't remember the name of the city, is being built right on Jabal Allah's, the true Mount Sinai. And so when Babylon falls, we're going to see what the Bible calls a great seaport being destroyed, where the merchants and the great men of the world watch it being destroyed. And so when Babylon falls, what we're talking about is probably in the sixth year, sixth seal, the fall of Babylon will precede, of course, the timing of the rapture, the sixth seal, the whole commencement of that final year of redemption of the beginning of the day of the Lord, the day of redemption, the year of favor, and the day of wrath. And so what we're seeing is the system that, again, this. So in the 70th week, you have the rise of the beast and the whore at the same time in Revelation 13. What you see during that first 3.5 years is the infrastructure being built by Mystery Babylon. We don't know who Mystery Babylon is, but we see it happening, that we think it's a world government system. We see a world government system being formed, but we see somebody has to run that system. And the proposition is maybe, just maybe, that could be America through Donald Trump. And so when that destruction happens, what's happening? We're in the sixth year, 3.5 years into that system. We see the beast switching the roles. So you have this 70th week, this 7-year period. During the first 3.5 years, what you mostly see is Mystery Babylon building the system, building Project Sunrise, building Stargate, building the infrastructure that will eventually be handed over to the Antichrist. At the 3.5 year mark, we see it being turned over, it being given to, when we see Daniel, that the Antichrist comes into the glorious land and then takes a spot between the seas and next to the glorious mountain. And that's the only place that could be is what we're talking about here, is this Project Sunrise. There's no other city of this nature and this that has this sort of AI surveillance sort of capability that exists in that area, this technology forward sort of infrastructure that's being built from the ground up. So what then happens is, again, the woman rides the beast. The woman stays on the beast, even as the beast takes control during the last 3.5 years. But at the sixth seal, the sixth year, what we see happening is that the 10 horns of the beast trample and destroy the woman. So what does that mean? What does that mean as far as Babylon falling? It means that at some point, at around the 6 year, sixth seal, the roles switch, that the one that was being controlled becomes the controller. The beast that was being controlled by the woman for the entire 6 year period, lesser after the 3.5 year period, the co-regency from the 3.5 year period to the sixth period changes, and then the woman is destroyed. The Antichrist takes complete control and then finishes off the last 7 year, of course, with Armageddon finishing it up. So, Mike, I guess I don't know how clear that was. I made it and respond after I do. I think there's this co-regency that happens after the 3.5 year. They're both in existence now. The 3.5 year period, which could be as soon as Passover 28, that the man of sin takes the lead. He comes into the glorious land, and he inhabits this Project Sunrise that has been built for him by the very by the whore that has been riding him. That co-regency continues for several years with the Antichrist, the man of sin becoming stronger and stronger, and the woman becoming weaker and weaker. And then by the sixth year, the 10 horns of the beast, who in chapter 17, the Bible says were, you know, that the woman, the beast, or excuse me, the woman, the whore, ruled over the governments of the world. They get tired of it, right? And so they then attack her because of the subjection that's been going on for that period of time. So the woman's destroyed at the sixth seal. The mystery Babylon is destroyed. She probably has she's going to have a connection to the Mideast. We know that. Whether it's Project Sunrise, which I'm leaning more towards now, that Project Sunrise being destroyed, and I think that was your question. Could it be such Project Sunrise that's destroyed? I don't know. But that what we see is that Project Sunrise is going to play a big role as the launching pad for the Antichrist coming into Jerusalem, that's going to be built by the woman, whoever Mystery Babylon is. The woman seems to be building that right now. Mike?
He said he was going to hang up and listen to your question. So, no, it's always good to get some feedback and some interaction on the show, for sure.
So that's the basic thought, is that and we only have a few minutes left, and I appreciate the thought, but you know what's going on is we have Project Sunrise, an AI-powered smart power grid, technology-forward energy infrastructure being built from the ground up. A total reconstruction costing more than $112 billion during the next 10 years, funded by the United States, Gulf states, and eventually by Gaza itself, and a projection that 70% of Gaza's coastline will become a revenue-generating zone, yielding more than $55 billion in long-term profits. Trump has called it the Gaza Riviera. Other people have called it Gaza Lago. But the bottom line is the geography matters. That what we're looking at is the beginning of the building of the infrastructure by Mystery Babylon that has to happen, because there's got to be two government systems. One in chapter 7 says that the woman rules the governments of the world. Then she's destroyed. So we got to have two of those government, one world governments. First one is being formed right now. She's going to eventually be overcome by the Antichrist. And here's what I want you to see. Project Stargate, Board of Peace, Project Sunrise, three initiatives, three concurrent developments. And what's common running through all three of these? These data centers, these AI surveillance and control infrastructure being built through and for Stargate. It's gonna be the same thing that runs Gaza. It's gonna be the same thing that will monitor compliance. The data centers are not one of these three stories. The data centers are the foundation underneath all these three stories. So, folks, we're out of time. We got to go. I appreciate the call, Mike. But the Revelation 13, 16, and 17 says that he causes all, both small and great, rich and free, free and bond, to receive a mark in the right hand. This is how they do it. The data centers power these stargates, powers the sunrise projects, powers the CBDC, all buying, all selling, all controlled universally in real time across every nation, every language, every culture. That's the system when it finally arrives. Folks, we're out of time. God bless you. I appreciate you calling in, Mike. I do. And again, I appreciate you sharing that people are listening. We're just trying to be watchmen, trying to spread information that relates to the end times. So folks, God bless you. If you're not saved, get saved. If you are saved, start living like it. We need to see what's going on. We need to be like the children of Issachar and know the things that we ought to do. And then what we have to do is don't put your trust in the builder. Put your trust in Jesus. So folks, God bless you. Take care and use every moment we have. Redeem the every remaining hour, because things could be happening much sooner and that we won't be able to work much longer. And so folks, take care. God bless. And we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for viewing this episode of Last Days News presented by Dr. Steve Taylor. Dr. Taylor invites you to join him again as he continues to explore and define the relationship between biblical prophecy and the events we read about, hear of, and see in the daily news. Last Days News is proudly sponsored by the Alliance Legal and the Alliance Bankruptcy Groups, collectively known as Alliance Law. For more information about Alliance Law, you can find them on the internet at debtfreeva.com. That is debtfreeva.com. Until next time, may the Lord bless and keep you.